This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Pro-Kremlin officials have blamed Ukraine for a rocket attack on a separatist-controlled city in the east of the country. A Russian investigative committee was walking on the rubble outside the mayor's office in Donetsk. Inside, the ceiling has partially collapsed on the seats of an assembly room. Meanwhile, Ukrainian officials have said Russian rockets struck a city near Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, wounding several people. The attacks on both sides come as Russia has lost ground from a Ukrainian counteroffensive focused on the south that has gone into its seventh week. Kremlin-backed separatist authorities have accused Ukraine of numerous strikes on infrastructure and residential targets in the occupied regions. They've said Kyiv often uses U.S.-supplied long-range rockets but have not provided evidence. Last week, the Kremlin launched what is believed to be its largest coordinated air and missile raids yet on Ukraine's infrastructure. The wide-ranging retaliatory attacks included the use of self-destructing explosive drones from Iran and killed dozens of people. A week after a strike in Zaporizhzhia that killed at least 14 people and injured dozens, residents of the complex of buildings hit and damaged went back to their homes to recover some of their belongings and to see what was left of their homes. Some are living in a school used as a shelter while trying to understand what happened. Iranian media say a towering blaze at a notorious prison housing political prisoners and anti-government activists in Iran's capital killed four inmates. That's according to the country's judiciary Sunday. Saturday's fire at Evin prison in Tehran was extinguished after several hours and no detainees escaped, other state media said. This is VOA News. An official from the Sweden Democrats has been suspended by the far-right party for making derogatory comments about Anne Frank. AP correspondent Karen Chames reports.
In an Instagram posting which has been deleted, Rebecca Falenkvist called the teenage Jewish diarist immoral. Falenkvist is the head of television programming for the Sweden Democrats, who are now the second biggest political party in Sweden. Her posting prompted strong reactions from Jewish groups and the Israeli ambassador to Sweden, who called her post a despicable insult. Anne Frank wrote a diary during the Second World War whilst hiding in Amsterdam before she was captured and killed by the Nazis at age 15. Falenkvist later said she had been misinterpreted. I'm Karen Chavez.
A politician in Rio has made history by becoming the first transgender woman elected to office in Rio de Janeiro's state legislature. Daniele Balbi hopes to advocate for laws on behalf of her blue-collar constituency, including those affecting the LGBTQ plus community, as well as to push for more public funds for culture, education, expanded child care, and other social benefits. The 33-year-old was also the first transgender professor at Rio de Janeiro's Federal University. She decided to run for office for the Brazilian Communist Party and won a seat in the first round of elections held October 2nd. Thousands of protesters, including France's newly crowned Nobel laureate for literature, have piled into the streets of Paris. The show of anger Sunday against the bite of rising inflation aimed to crank up pressure on the government of French President Emmanuel Macron. The March for Wage Increases and Other Demands was organized by left-wing opponents of Macron. After Hurricane Ian, the U.S. state of Florida's citrus and agriculture business struggle. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
The thousands of oranges scattered on the ground by the hurricane are only the start of the disaster for growers like Roy Petaway, who estimates at least 40% of his crop is unusable. Just as he says, growers were finally recovering from Hurricane Irma.
This is the kind of event that will push growers out.
Citrus is a $6 billion business in Florida with more than 375,000 acres in the state devoted to oranges, grapefruit, tangerines. Senator Marco Rubio at an industry event last week.
I think we have both an economic and a cultural challenge too. Hold on and fight for things that are important.
Hurricane Ian also hit the state's cattle industry, dairy operations, vegetables, and even bees. I'm Julie Walker.
Recapping our top story, pro-Kremlin officials have blamed Ukraine for a rocket attack on a separatist-controlled city in the east of the country. Inside, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.